welcome to the Hidden in God podcast. This is the show to discuss real life topics of the everyday Christian concerning relationships and issues that we face. Real life, real discussions, real inspirations. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely. Welcome. Let's get started. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Hidden in God podcast. I am your host, Dorlita Blakely, where we're talking about real topics, having real conversations, and encouraging each other in the things of God. On today, I just kind of want to talk about Christians and cocktails. Christians and cocktails and what that means. This was just a topic that had hit me on today while I was kind of scrolling through my social media, looking at some things. And, you know, that's kind of been one of the questions that I have, that I've had for some time now, how Christians or people that are in a relationship, because some people will say, well, I'm not a Christian, so it's okay for me. But I just kind of want to have a conversation with you today on how you feel about drinking as a Christian, as someone who's in a relationship with God. How do you feel about that? For many, I know that they believe it's okay. It's okay for them to have wine. I do not drink. I used to, but I don't anymore. I do not like the state that it put me in. So I wasn't a big drinker. Like, really, I mean, I have, but I really didn't care for it as much. So I just kind of want to have a conversation today about how people feel about that. I know there are many, and they talk about having cocktails with friends, or they want to have a drink when they're done with work, or they've been stressed out and they just want to go and relax and have this drink. And I just kind of, for me, there was a conviction. There was a conviction from the Holy Spirit about it. And it's just something that I did not want to do. I did not want to, you know, be out of the will of God concerning me. And I know that we all don't have that same feeling, and maybe God has not spoken to you about it, but I kind of want to know that feeling or what you think about that. There's a few scriptures that I have come across and I have read concerning that, but I know people have a different feeling about that. One of the scriptures is that people will use that I've talked to or I've heard is that, well, Jesus turned water into wine and gave that to the people at the party. And I kind of believe that many people take that scripture out of context. It was not a scripture associated with saying it was okay for people to drink. Many of these people that were at this party were not people that were saved, but the point of Jesus doing that was his obedience. This scripture is to display the obedience that Jesus had to his mother. His mother asked him to do something for this party, I think it was a wedding, if I'm not mistaken. And so he was obedient to what his mother asked him to do. So it displays obedience, not the go ahead that it's okay to drink. But many people take that scripture to mean that. And still, this is kind of a conversation that I want to have, and I want to know your opinion, know what you think. If you still, if you indulge in the cocktails and, you know, whatever, I just kind of want to see what you think about, what's your take on it? What is your take on it? There's a few scriptures, and one of them is 1 Peter 5:8 that says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. And so I believe that when we indulge in drinks, people do it for many reasons. A lot of people may do it, you know, to relax, to take away the stress or the edginess or the anxiety that they are going through. And so my thing is, if you're taking that it causes some sort of altered state. And many people may say, well, if I just have one drink, it's not going to affect anything. Well, actually, it really does. And it's kind of why you want to do it, because not to say that it takes you into this state of drunkenness or anything like that, but it has some sort of, it affects the body in some
way, and it can alter your state of mind. Even with one drink, your state of mind can be altered. And when you say you do it so that you can take the stress off, or you do it because you want to relax, or you do it because you have this anxiety that you want to calm, that means you want to alter the state that you're in. You don't want a fully sober mind because you want to alter the state that you're in. So it has some sort of effect. It has some sort of effect. And then 1 Peter 4:7 says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." When we're in this, when we get into this altered state, it's kind of, it becomes more difficult to be in a prayer watch. It becomes more difficult to be in a prayer watch because your judgment is altered, and it opens a door. It opens a door. To me, it opens a door for the enemy to come in. The enemy can come in. Your judgment could be altered, and some of the decisions that you may make when you're in a full and complete sober mind, such as if something, some occasion or instance or issue arises, your first step being to go to Jesus and or go into prayer in an altered state. You may not do that. That may not be your first thought. I know Ephesians 5:8 says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit." And I believe that if we were trying to fill ourselves up with the Spirit, there wouldn't be a need for the alcohol. There would not be a need for cocktails. There would not be a need for drinking if we would replace that with the things of God. I believe that many are still trying to fill some gaps. They're trying to fill some voids when they need alcohol to change their state. If you're looking to alcohol to relax you after a long day, if you could replace that with Jesus and the things of Jesus, replace it with the Word, replace it with prayer, replace it with the quiet time you can spend with God, that would make a difference. I believe that would make a difference. Romans 12:3 says, "For I say, through the grace that is given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly." Think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Your faith. To replace God with alcohol, and feeling that you need alcohol to be stress free, or to rid yourself of the day's stress, or to relax. God has dealt every man a measure of faith, and I believe that can cause your faith to fail. O ye of little faith, when you need to replace that with alcohol. But I want to know your thoughts on that. I want to know what you think concerning that. And if that's something that you indulge in, or if it's not, how you feel about it. This is not a judgment, to each its own. And that's something, you know, that you have to deal with in your own heart. If you're okay with that and you've not been convicted in that, then that's fine. For me, there was a conviction, and it's just not even just the conviction, but it was just something that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to do anymore. And because of what it was in my life, it was part of the old man. And when you come into Christ, when you die to Christ, and you gain so much more from him, it becomes something different. You become this new creature. And for me, drinking was part of the old man. It was part of the old man. And when I shed the old man, when the old man died, there were many things that I did not want to go back into. And so that was one of the things that I did not want to do. There's many other scriptures that I could kind of really get into, but I won't get into too many. I don't want this to be a long and drawn out podcast, because this is a conversation, and I believe that it's something we can kind of talk about at a later time. But that is one of the topics for this podcast that I kind of wanted to get into, and just find out what your thoughts about that what your thoughts about that are. What are your thoughts about Christians and cocktails? The title of this podcast. So let me know what you think. You can always respond to me. If you're listening to this podcast on iTunes, or you're listening to it on Google Play, or you happen to be in the Hidden in God app and you're listening to this podcast, you can always message me on our social media. You can always go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. You can reach me in any one of those avenues and let me know what you think. Let me know your thoughts, and maybe we can have a new podcast, an update to this podcast, and just kind of have a conversation, delve into this topic and see what you think about it. So that is it for me in this podcast. Thank you for taking the time out to listen to the Hidden in God podcast, where I am your host, Relita Blakely, and I will see you in the next one. Thank you. Bye.